It's emerged that a virulent H5N1 bird flu strain was sent out by accident from an Austrian lab last year and given to ferrets in Czechoslovakia Republic before anyone realized this, as well as the risk of it escaping into the wild. The H5N1 then got mixed up with a human strain, which might have spawned a hybrid that could have unleashed a pandemic. Last December, the Austrian branch of the U.S. vaccine company Baxter sent a batch of ordinary human H3N2 flu, altered it so it couldn't replicate, to Aver Greenhills Biotechnology, also in Austria. Now, in February, a lab in the Czech Republic alerted Baxter that ferrets inoculated with the sample had simply died. It turned out the sample contained the live H5N1, which Baxter uses to make the vaccine. The two seem to have been mixed in error. Marcus Reinhardt of Baxter says no one was infected because the H3N2 was handled at a high level of containment. But Ab Osterhaus of Aramis University in the Netherlands says, "We don't need to go to great lengths to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again." This is a major story that's not being picked up by the mainstream media. In just a moment, Alex Jones will join us for the first hour. And then in the second hour, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us as we talk about this potential disaster. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Now, for years, I've been sticking my neck out on this bird flu story. I have been publicly saying there will be no pandemic unless it's created in a laboratory and it gets out. And sure enough, last week, I'm looking at Infowars.com, Alex Jones's website, and here's the story posted that there was possibly a unleashing of this kind of a strain. Alex is with us right now this hour. Alex, this is incredible.
George, absolutely. And when I saw this story late last week, the first person I thought of was you, because I agree with your analysis and all the expert doctors and medical people, virologists you've had on, that it is deadly. It kills more than 60% of people when humans are actually able to contract it, but it's not airborne. It only lives a few seconds in the air, and it's very, very hard to catch. But if it ever cross-mutated with the hundreds of naturally occurring, highly airborne, highly contagious, regular flu viruses out there, it would go airborne and could potentially, well, you can Google the headline, "Billions May Die from Bird Flu," and see the top scientists saying that billions could die. But imagine it getting mixed in potentially with vaccine if it hadn't got caught by a subcontractor. Testing it on ferrets in the Czech Republic. Imagine if it would have gotten out. So that doomsday scenario that you've talked about so much. Now, since we first posted this at Infowars.com last week, I have translated with the Babelfish hundreds of European articles. I mean, it's all over the Czech news, the German news, the Russian news, the Polish news. The only place it's been mentioned in the U.S. now is Bloomberg. Vaguely just said that there was a contamination problem. The Toronto Star and other newspapers in Canada have reported on it, but the most accurate headline is from the Times of India: virus mix-up by lab could have resulted in pandemic. But the issue is, since I did more research on it, I discovered a London Telegraph article from July 2008, headline, "Homeless People Die After Bird Flu Vaccine Trial in Poland," and it turns out that 21 people died from one homeless shelter where they were given it, and they were lied to and told it was a regular flu vaccine, but they were paid to do it. And they report that pharmacological companies may have deceived the Polish shelter that did this. And then we found other mainstream articles about people all over the world in bird flu vaccine trials being killed deader than a hammer. And then I did more research on Baxter Pharmaceutical, and I pulled up literally hundreds of articles, but here's just one.
All right.
"Blood, Money, and AIDS." That's the headline from the New York Times, June 11th, 1996. You just Google that. I emailed it to you, George. And it says, oh, Baxter was involved with Bayer shipping out the Factor VIII and other products that it turned out with Bayer, at least, they knew, they've lost a lawsuit over this, that it had HIV and hepatitis in it and knew that it was a death sentence. So this is a very, very scary group of companies, and Baxter has a very long sordid history with these type of things. But to think that to 18 locations in Europe, they shipped, and that's the quote from the director, he admits, live, one of the most deadly strains of bird flu that kills more than 60% of humans that get it. They ship it out, claiming that it's to be mixed with other strains of regular flu. And then there's all these top scientists in Germany and even at the World Health Organization, in especially the European papers, saying this was the perfect thing to cause a pandemic.
Absolutely.
To mix it with, this is the only way it could really happen, to mix it with the other live strains of flu that humans can contract that are highly contagious and airborne, and then inject it in humans, because if it didn't mutate in the test tube during incubation, it could easily mutate in the humans and give us something like the Spanish flu of 1918 that killed at least 45 million people, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica. So I don't have words to describe the scale of this, and I remember you a few years ago reporting the FedEx truck that crashed and had the live bird flu in the vials, and I didn't trust my memory. I pulled that up. And so the issue is, they're saying, give up your liberties, give up your freedoms. Terrorists are going to attack any minute. But, you know, the worst terrorist can only kill a few thousand people. The issue is this, what's going on, not with this, you know, this company, but hundreds of others in genetic engineering and cross species and all these things that are going on, and all these vaccine companies and under BioShield 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. You know, they're moving Plum Island that already caused all those problems off the coast of New York to San Antonio, Texas. I mean, that's 60 miles from where I live with my family. So it just makes my head spin.
Well, let's look at this two ways, Alex. The first way is the stupidity, the mistake. This happens by mistake, and they unleash this thing. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable that these companies could make a mistake. There's no margin of error here. Are they doing anything about that if it was just a pure, stupid mistake?
Well, actually, we have a story up on Infowars.com, and then we link to the Czech mainstream newspapers in the Czech Republic. They have scientists going, this, you know, they're supposed to radiate the regular stuff they ship out. They don't radiate that. They don't radiate the bird flu. It's live. They mix it. How did this happen? And the Czech papers are saying, was somebody somewhere planning, because by the way, Baxter is coming out with a bird flu vaccine, to cause something. I'm not the one saying that, but you know, the Czech newspapers are, and scientists are saying that this is like a bullet hitting a bullet and a bullet hitting a bullet again, or lightning striking the same place twice on the same night. It's just mind-boggling, but thank God when they were testing the viral mixtures, because they test them on ferrets, because if the ferret gets sick, it means they haven't radiated the viruses properly after it's been mixed and grown and cultured.
Poor ferrets. Jeez.
Yeah, but they're supposed to just not even get sick. That way they know that they've radiated the properly. They have a problem with the radiation.
Well, and they all died.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want them to get sick. That means you haven't irradiated it. But the fact that they died, they tested it and said, what on earth has happened? And then there was this big cover-up, the press reports. Now, this happened 3 months ago, as you reported. There was this big cover-up about how widespread it was, and everything's pretty much clamped down on the story. Again, I just read where homeless people are dying, being given experimental vaccines for bird flu in Europe, and people are being indicted over it. But they won't say. I did hours and hours of research over the weekend, and again tonight before the show. They won't say in the London Telegraph or Der Spiegel who the pharmaceutical companies are that lied to homeless shelters and said this is regular vaccine and it was bird flu and killed them better than a hammer.
All right. Now, when we come back after the break, Alex, I want you to think about the conspiracy end of this, and add this ingredient that nobody has touched on yet. All these dead microbiologists, all of them, some 50 to 80, according to Stephen Quayle now, who have died, some naturally, but many very strangely. And add that to the mix that there's some kind of conspiracy here going on. I want to get your take on that when we come back. Our guest this hour is Alex Jones. His website's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Next hour, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us with her views on this truly incredible, shocking story. And then in about 2 hours, Seth Shostak joins us. He's from SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, with his latest work, Confessions of an Alien Hunter.